So you got married just about the time the First World War was coming to the end.
Yeah, 1970.
And let me see. You remember much about the house you grew up in? Can you describe that house to me? Tell me what it looked like.
Well, I don't know. It's plain as it can be downtown in my memory. But anyway, there was front porch, big hall, and what we call, I think we called it Mama and Papa's bedroom. Across the hall was what we call the front room. It wasn't a living room. And then on the side in the back was the boys' room. Then there was the house and kitchen wasn't built together. You went across the walk then to the kitchen.
You mentioned the front room. How is it different from a living room?
Well, I don't know, but we usually had a bed in there for company. And, you know, that's not a, wouldn't be a living room now. And we had our best things in there. Back here when the bicentennial was, they were gathering stuff, you know, out here. And I went in to beauty show. One morning I told them, I said, I've been standing out there a long time reminiscing some of them old things that you've got in the window. And they got talking about lamps. I said, well, we just had a lamp. But in the front room, what we call the front room, we had a lamp that had burnt a big round wick. But I said, we wasn't supposed to burn that only when we had company. I said, it burnt too much kerosene. Well, we just laughed about that. This other lady says, well, let me tell you, want to beat that. Said, I heard my mother get after my daddy for striking a match to light his pipe when he could have used a splinter. So, you know, just lots of things. If you get with somebody else that knows some of the things that went on back then.
I was trying to sketch that out as we're talking. Is that kind of how your house looked? You had the big porch here. Mm-hmm. And you had was it a front room here?
Now that's the front porch.
Yes, ma'am.
And the front room. And then the bedroom, Mama and Papa's room.
Be a big hall.
Yeah, big hall. And then there was a walk. The kitchen was built off from that.
Somewhere.
And this is the boys' room here.
Yes, ma'am.
Now I've heard them say the reason they built that kitchen off like that if it caught fire, it wouldn't burn the whole house. So I don't know what there was, but there was lots of houses built like that.
I see. Was there any special name for that kind of house, or that was just...
No, it was just a common wood house.
Did they ever have any kind of houses around here where, I've seen them in Alabama, they'll have a big old open hall down the middle. It won't be enclosed at either end.
Well, that's the way that was.
So this was not closed here at the end. This was open?
You nearly freeze down and get in and up and down that hall in the wintertime.
I see. Let's see. Now you mentioned the front room. You mentioned you'd have a bed in there. What other kind of furniture would you have had?
Had a bed and a dresser and a couch, homemade couch though, and that little table sitting over there in the corner.
Oh.
That's older than I am. I reckon I can't remember when my mama got it.
Yes, ma'am.
But you know, and that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
Bed and dresser and chairs had their best rockers were in there.
You what other kind of chairs besides rockers would you have had?
Huh?
What other kind of chairs besides rocking chairs would you have had in there maybe?
Just them plain old cane bottom chairs.
And
in fact, in the kitchen we had some cowhide bottom chairs.